the attempted murder on a ghost, cursed paintings burning houses down, and lighthouse keepers vanishing without a trace. History is filled with the strangest stories, and I love diving into them and finding out what's really behind them. Who is the man in the iron mask? How did Rasputin survive being murdered multiple times? And what's the deal with the missing children of Hamelin? My podcast, Certainly Strange, is a collection of bizarre, true tales such as these. In each episode, I tell one of these stories and try to solve a puzzle, or at least share a theory or two. If this sounds interesting to you, come and join me on this journey through the strangest parts of our history, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, so, sideshow number 7.
Bob.
I think about that too.
What?
Sideshow Bob.
Bob from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Welcome everyone to the Sideshow episode 7.
Hey.
Welcome to the party. Ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm.
We did this a little different this time because this week we actually interviewed Zoe. And we just finished talking with her. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And
as always.
Yes, as it always is. And that one's going to be out on August 29th. But I know you'll hear this long before that. So we don't want to give too many spoilers, but just know that it was a wonderful conversation. We had a great time. She did a little reading. She read our auras. And she did a one-card tarot reading for each of us that were quite interesting.
Spot on for me.
And spot on, yeah.
So mark your calendars for that because you will want to tune in because she is always a delight.
And yeah, she is.
Has the best stories.
She does. Sorry. And you get to see her baby. If you're
something's
if you
going on
baby.
In my throat, I don't know. But
if it's anything like Teresa Caputo, you know, I told you I've been watching her show. She gets a little in her throat when someone's trying to talk to her.
Do you know what?
In the spirit realm.
Last night, I was going to bed. And I got the most intense ringing in my right ear. And my immediate thought was, who's trying to talk to me? Mm-hmm. It was so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do you need? Who is it? And then it just faded away.
Yeah, I get that a lot. And I thought it was my ears.
I don't get it a lot. So that's why I noticed it like right away, because it doesn't happen that often.
My ears are always ringing. There's always a dull going on. But I...
Have you gotten that looked at?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Age happens.
Just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah. But the thing I do get is every once in a while, it sounds like something went and slammed it shut.
Yeah.
And it goes...
Uh-huh. I've gotten that where it feels like... it literally feels like something just shut off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, where all of a sudden you just, that click through. So I know exactly what you're talking about there. And it's like, oh, what?
Yeah.
It's like quiet. There's a different level of quiet going on.
And I've just recently learned that that could be spiritual as well. And if it's your left ear, it could be something that's in the room that, or somebody that has come into your energy that's bad. And if it's the right ear, it's not, it's just someone that wants to talk to you.
Yeah. It was right.
Yeah. Interesting.
So that just made me think of that. I don't know why, but anyways. Yeah.
Anyway, so what do we have to talk about this week? I know we all wrote down a couple of things.
You guys, our patio is pretty much complete. All they have to do is put the sand in to lock it. It has taken quite a while.
It's started, been a saga.
It started right before Memorial Day weekend, and we are now halfway through July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had a lot of rain and stuff going on in that.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, probably been in the business for a couple of years now, like knows what he's doing. But also, we had a very specific, like, we have a pool. We have the house. You've got to put all these things in. So he actually was doing things that he's never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking a lot of time, he's had some reps out with a couple of different things. So they relayed some of the areas a couple of times. And
well, that's good that he's making sure he's doing it right.
Yep. And he's getting all that because he's like, well, now I have more things that I can you know, use to advertise to people. Yep. And so they will be taking some drone shots. Mm-hmm. That
oh,
I know Steve
oh yeah.
Of the backyard and that sort of stuff so that we can he can show a before and after type pictures.
Yeah.
So
oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really exciting. I can't wait to like be able to go work out there on my days I'm working from home. And,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'll be working from home starting this coming week, 4 days out of the five.
Nice.
Save yeah. a little gas money.
I know. Yeah. I know. It'll
and
be
you can
really
work
nice.
Your PJs.
I know.
And you can sleep in.
Nice. Well, no, because I still have to bring Jordan to date.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a process to get him ready. He is yeah. not a morning person. So
oh, really?
He needs a lot of time.
Yeah.
Which I get.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice.
Nice. Get it out of the week. Get it out of the way early in the week and then chill for the rest of the week.
Oh, exactly.
So
like,
so nice.
I don't have to fight traffic. I only have mm-hmm. to pay for 1 day of parking.
Mm hmm.
It'll be so great. It'll save yeah. so much miles on my car, which I can then use to go other places.
Right.
So it won't save miles. They'll just be put towards something else.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I would call that saving.
They're, yeah. they're just recommissioned for other things.
Exactly. Yeah. They're yep. reallocated to a different
allocated.
Fund.
There you go. Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
It's business jargon for you.
Right.
Well, AP, I'm very excited that your patio is almost done.
Me too.
You're going to have a celebratory drink out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Or three.
Or yes. or the whole bottle. It's fine.
It's fine.
You don't hey, have to drive.
It says it's a glass. You just didn't tell me what kind of glass it had to be.
Yeah.
Right.
It's their fault for not that's specifying.
Right. For not being specific. Mm-hmm.
Not being specifying. Yep.
Yeah. Specificity.
Yeah.
Words are tough. Okay.
I know. Speaking of patios, I woke up this morning to my big giant tree.
I'm so sad.
Of this tree. I mean, the tree itself is still there.
What kind of tree is it?
It's an elm.
Mm, oh.
And we inoculate it. We give mm-hmm. it its vaccination so it doesn't get Dutch elm disease. And mm-hmm. People have been doing that, whoever has owned this house the whole time.
Yeah.
The tree's been there longer than anything else in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And if that tree were to fall over, it would take out half the neighborhood.
It yep. would.
Because, I mean, like we went out to brunch today and we saw trees that, you know how when the water gets really wet, the whole tree just goes, and yep. then all that, you know how trees are
did
like.
Did you just say
you
when the water gets really wet?
Did I say wet?
I,
yeah.
When the water
I was going to let it go.
I think I meant when the soil gets really wet.
Okay.
And then the whole tree just goes over as opposed to breaking.
Yeah.
And you know how like there's twice as much of from what you can see on the top yeah. is mm-hmm. underneath.
It's the iceberg of yeah. the land.
Right. Our whole neighborhood would be gone if that tree did that.
It yep. really would.
Because that tree is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that tree.
I would thing I would hope is it would fall on your driveway because yes. any other way it would destroy a house.
It would destroy a house.
It would destroy a house.
But it would destroy our house just because the land would come up.
Yeah,
that's true.
The tree is probably down like this underneath our house, you know?
It probably is. It's probably underneath the whole neighborhood, honestly.
Yeah. But anyway, we lost two giant branches. One fairly big up on the main level and then mm-hmm. a really big one down on the bottom level that broke into the garden tiers. There's three tiers
no!
of the garden. Broken and the stones are all
the retaining
out.
Wall there.
Yeah,
yeah.
The retaining wall.
Did it hurt your fence?
No. Missed
okay,
the fence.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. When we were in Scotland, not this last time, but the time before, so it would have been 2018, we were in Scotland on our last day, and there was a storm here, and a big branch fell out and took most of the back of the fence down, and that had to get redone.
Yep.
Poor Ambrose.
I know.
Well, and I mean, I know there's a lot of people I see on the Nextdoor app who get really upset about all these trees coming down, blah, blah, blah. They do have a lifespan.
Yeah.
Right. Like at yeah. some point we know, and especially when you see all these really big old mature trees, that's a thought that starts coming in because yeah. it's like, do you get, you know, how do you get in front of it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just wait to see what happens kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, trees can be healthy until they're just not.
Yeah.
And
that
so,
was deep. That was deep.
Yeah. We took down a tree because it was dropping branches left and right mm-hmm. and just dead. Mm-hmm. The tree wasn't the tree was not dead, but mm-hmm. it was acting like it. And mm-hmm. so we ended up taking that out. There was no rot or anything in it. Oh. No sign of disease. So we ended up taking it down, which is kind of unfortunate, but yeah. we planted a cherry tree over there and in that spot. And that's where our pumpkin patch is as well.
Oh,
yep. But
well,
we
it's
will.
Okay. You planted one to replace the one you took.
Yep. We got to take down our ash tree. We inoculated it last year, but unfortunately, the city was aware that emerald ash borer was in the area and they didn't mm-hmm. let anybody really know. They didn't do any notifications, yeah. which I feel like they should have because they took down probably. A whole bunch of stuff. Now, pretty much everybody's ash tree in the neighborhoods are all gone.
Oh.
Or they're all zombie trees. You know, like we've got some new growth on it, but all the main big stems of this tree are gone.
That sucks.
So that's the whole thing's got to come down. But it's like, had we known about it, you know, potentially when it was first showing up, when they mm-hmm. first started doing things, we may have been able to save it better, or mm-hmm. others may have been able to save their trees. Mm-hmm. Some trees died, I mean, almost immediately.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got a tree guy coming out tomorrow, so we'll figure out what we have to do. I know there's also a branch that broke and is hanging and just kind of swinging up there.
That's called a widowmaker.
Yeah. That's a little dangerous. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, don't like that.
Gonna watch mm-mm. the animals when we go out and stuff.
Get it together, Ambrose. Get it together.
Yeah. Get it together. So hopefully we can save the tree. I mean, it is pretty healthy.
I hope so.
Every other way.
You.
So
you love mm-hmm. the tree a lot.
I love that tree.
Yes.
And it is giving shade to the whole backyard.
It's always giving shade to everyone.
Yeah. It's kind of rude that way, really. Anyway.
I was hoping you picked up on that.
Can't even imagine what your yard would look like if you had to get that tree down.
It would be fucking hot as shit.
It would be. You wouldn't be able to sit outside anymore.
A naked yard.
It would be awful back there.
No, it'd be terrible.
Yeah. I know. I thank Ambrose every day when I'm out there in the shade. So that's that.
Yeah.
The other thing I had on the list, Shannon, our patron Shannon, she sent me a reel Instagram. Let me see if I can find it really quick. Do you guys have your phones with you?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I could send it to you.
You ever Instagram feel like account. You blink too much? Now I'm becoming really aware of my blinking. Am I blinking a lot?
I don't think so.
Now I'm like hyper fixated on it.
All right.
Nobody look at me blinking.
Just don't check your uvula today.
Oh. I know. I won't.
Or dongle. I'm sorry. Your dongle.
Yeah. That's dongle. The medical term is dongle.
Yeah.
I called Mayo. They're changing it. Okay.
Anyway, it was a joke about a difference between a genealogist and a gynecologist. And I had funny cat pictures with it. So I will send it to you guys. And then I'll put it in
the difference between a genealogist and a gynecologist.
I dread to think.
A genealogist looks up the family tree and a gynecologist looks up the family bush.
Okay. AP, do you want to do one of yours?
I see Robert Irwin all the time on Instagram, and he is a like world treasure. So we need to just cherish him.
Okay. I love him. Steve Irwin's son.
Oh, Steve Irwin's kid.
Not
I was
Irvin.
Irvin. Yeah. I was thinking of Irvin.
Irwin.
Okay. Irwin.
Yep.
Okay. Steve's son.
Anytime he comes up on my page, instantly I'm in a happy
mood.
But
you know what? Yeah. You know, even. And it's not just like the animal ones. Like I watched one, and this was after this video that I saw him. He was in his little workout room and a bat was in there. And so he picked it up and moved it somewhere and talked about it. And then he's like, oh, yeah. And don't pick up bats with your hands. Like you shouldn't be doing that. Like I know what I'm doing, but you shouldn't do this. Like make sure to look for these things. But, you know, he's got other things like Bindi has endometriosis, I believe, or PCOS, one of those. She was having and such severe pains and things like that. And he's been standing up and speaking about, like, we need research into these things. We need to do things to help women. And, you know, obviously he was raised by a very strong mother and a very strong sister and just, you know, family in general. So it's just, he's just a treasure. And yeah, he's so...
Talk about a green flag guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, they're sprinting. The green flags are just, like, flowing off of him like a cape. Like a very long cape.
A very long green cape. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love him. He is just such a doll.
And if you don't follow him on Instagram or something, I highly recommend it because, yeah, Megan, like you said, it just brightens your day because he's just
instant serotonin.
He's just like his dad. He's so excited about the, like, weird little things that all of us can connect to at some point because we've all been super excited about something weird. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just
not me.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we need to protect him.
I love him. He is, and he's like a carbon copy of his dad too.
Yes. Yeah. Very much
he's
so.
So sweet.
Yeah. I used to watch Steve Irwin shows all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And Bindi was just a little tiny kid.
Well, and Bindi, I love Bindi Sue. She's named after a crocodile and a dog. Because his dog was Suey and dog was Suey and the crocodile was Bindi.
Okay.
That whole family is just...
They're so sweet.
And what their mother, I can't think of her name right
Terry.
Now. Terry. She is just... She's done such a great job with those kids.
She looks exactly the same.
Yeah, she does. She has
and she's really upheld Steve's legacy, and it shines through the kids, and you can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just been so sweet. Oh, I love her. I love the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they're gold.
Yes, they are. So, yeah, that's.
Speaking of gold, I don't know if it's working for you, but right here on my screen,
I've seen that.
It's flashing even when I'm not talking.
I've seen that
going on.
Maybe that's your dad.
Maybe that's my dad. He's sitting in this chair.
It was doing that the last time we recorded, too.
Oh, did it? Oh, I didn't even notice. I wonder, maybe it won't be in the final result. Maybe it's just what we're seeing right now.
Maybe.
Because I didn't notice it when I was editing last time.
You'll have to keep an eye out this time to see.
I will.
Yeah, it wasn't as consistent as it's been today. But yeah, I did remember seeing it last time. And I was like, oh, well.
It's probably my camera dying.
It's all surviving.
whatever. The only other thing I wanted to bring up is that Rebecca from the TDF group, Facebook group, she had, she was approached by somebody who claimed to be Steve.
Oh.
Dashabi.
Sure.
And he wanted to be in the group. And she was like, I don't think so. Steve doesn't have Facebook. And he's like, no, I just opened up this Facebook account. And she was showing me some of this, like, screenshots of some of the stuff he was saying, and I'm like, I don't think so. He then recorded a message to her, and I will play it here.
Yes, this is Steve. Rebecca, darling, I want to take a moment to address any concerns you might have regarding my intentions. I completely understand the importance of trust, especially in online connections. I've had my fair share of negative experiences with scams, and I know how disheartening it can be. That's why I value honesty and openness in my interactions. If there's anything specific you'd like to know about me or discuss to build trust, please feel free to ask. I'm here to be transparent and genuine. Looking forward to continuing our conversation.
And it really sounded like him, but there was something in the cadence that was a little funny. And I said, I think it's AI.
She
fucked around with the guy a little bit more. And she asked him the right questions or the wrong questions, according to him, and he cut off. So it was fake. So
plus, I don't think Steve would ever call anybody darling.
I think he would.
I don't. Mm-mm. I don't see that coming from Steve.
I don't. I don't see darling as a term that he would use.
I feel like he'd only use it on somebody he really knows.
Sweetie, maybe.
Like I don't. Yeah. So that would have thrown me right away.
Amy, do you have one more thing you want to say? Something about Lady Jane?
Oh, yeah. I had, it's a new show on Prime. So people who like Bridgerton meets like Renegade Nell a little bit.
Okay.
My Lady Jane is a series. It is based on Lady Jane Grey, who was the Nine Days Queen. So she was named the heir to the throne when King Edward VI died when he was 15. He named her instead of Mary, his sister, by Henry VIII. So Henry VIII died. Edward comes into his power, but he was very sickly and he didn't live very long. And this has a fantasy element and everything to it, but it's just, you know, for people who might need that little bit of kick in between things, it's mm-hmm. it's pretty fun. They're obviously taking liberties with this being fantasy aspect too. And so they're, I don't think Edward is dead.
Oh,
we get told that Edward is dead. And Mary tried to, you know, destroy the will so that she was named and create a fake will so that she would be named the heir. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a
drama.
Yeah. I'm halfway through it, but it's pretty interesting. So
nice. Sounds good.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Where can people stream it?
That's on Amazon Prime.
Okay. I don't know if you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I forgot. Cool. Oh, I added something.
Okay.
And then
I have mine printed out, so it's not on my printed copy. What would you like to talk about, Megan?
My ADH meds. They are kicking. They're going strong. They're going too strong. I missed a meeting. I focused right through a meeting I had the other day at work. And I was like, oh, shit. I have noticed they are an appetite suppressant. So when I take them, I barely eat because I just don't get hungry.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. So like right now, we went to church this morning and after church, they had a little brunch. So Jordan and I stayed for that. And then I have not been hungry. I'm just getting hungry now. And yesterday I didn't get hungry until like 6 p.m.
Mm.
So, but when I get hungry, it's like it goes from you're fine to like
I'm going
to
eat my face
and your blood sugar's low and you're starving. And
that's because you haven't been eating like you normally were. Yeah. Maybe set a little something on your phone to say, have a cracker every 2 hours or something.
Holly wants a cracker.
I had some watermelon yesterday at about noon, but that's not very sustaining. It's pretty much just red water.
No, but maybe it's the planning for small meals throughout the day rather than three larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's been, but it's really good. I have my checkup, my 1 month checkup with the doctor on the 30th to see how it's been working for me.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Congratulations. Hey.
Yeah. Thank you. It is very nice. I definitely do see a change.
Good.
So
good.
And I don't have any, like, I'm a different person. I feel fuzzy. I don't feel any different than I did before. Good.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they got the dose right then, which is hard to do. Sometimes you have to do that for a few months to get it organized, but sounds like they got it right.
Nope, we're good.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that's all I had.
Okay.
Oh, I just have one to throw out because this will probably still be going on. Any positive vibes and everything to a friend of mine's cousin's son was in a horrible dirt bike accident.
Oh, no.
He's 7. He was on a national circuit type stuff. Severe brain damage.
Oh.
So they've been at the children's hospital since the end of June. It's going to be a long road in recovery for.
Yeah.
Is he going to live? Or is that still up in the air?
I don't know. Yeah. I think they did a craniotomy to reduce pressure, and they were trying to wean him off sedation for a while there. But yeah, they said at least 2 areas of the brain, it's likely irreversible brain damage.
That's awful.
So any positive vibes, prayers, things that people send out would be helpful for him.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So
done. Will do.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining
us for this
little short one. Yes. Don't forget to go listen to the Zoe episode in a few weeks because it's going to be pretty good.
August 29th is when it comes out.
But next week, we are doing a recap. It is episode 119. It'll be called Atheist Ghosts and Dinosaur Pee. So just try and figure out what it's going to be about.
What did we talk about in that episode?
Well, we did recap the Dead Files episode from season 3 called Dark Inheritance. This was our last installment in the Chili Chat series. This was Megan's choice.
Yep.
So that's what we did then. So join us next week where the activity continues.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
The TAC Sideshow episodes are, well, the sideshow to our main event, The Activity Continues, where we recap episodes of the Dead Files TV show. Since we spend a lot of time going off the rails anyway, we thought we'd just release these parts separately for those who like hearing friends chat about any and every topic, sometimes paranormal, sometimes not. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please reach out if you have a spooky story you'd like us to share on the show. We can be reached at theactivitycontinues@gmail.com or through our website or any of our socials. Links are all in the description of the show. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues. The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network. We are also proud members of the Boo Pod Network of Super Cool Podcasts.
Nailed it.
Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.